Hundreds of magicians are converging on Appleton to honor the life and legacy of Harry Houdini as part of the Society of American Magicians Convention.
While Houdini rose to fame after moving to New York as a teenager, he spent his childhood in Appleton, where he is still remembered as a hometown hero.
Here's the voice of the iconic illusionist and escape artist speaking to an audience in New York City in 1914.
Ladies and gentlemen, in introducing my original invention, the water tortoiseshell.
Yes, his original invention, called the water torture cell. It was a large tank filled with water that Houdini would escape from while locked in and hanging upside down.
The convention, called Houdini 100 Years Later, runs through Saturday in Appleton.
Dan Rodriguez is a magician and co-executive director of the Society of American Magicians National Convention Committee. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Dustin Mack is here as well, a historian and executive director of the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton. Dustin, welcome.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Dustin, let's start with you. There's this famous quip attributed to Harry Houdini that leaving Appleton was his greatest escape. How did Houdini feel about his childhood hometown?
Well, Appleton gets some flack for Houdini leaving. Houdini actually very much enjoyed his time here. It was an idyllic time in his life. His family was middle class, very comfortable. They were respected. And Houdini looked back very fondly on his time here and remembered it, writing letters and revisiting and even dreaming about it as an adult.
What were his first forays into performance as a kid growing up in Appleton?
So Houdini lived right on College Avenue, which for Appleton is our main street. And every summer before, you know, TV and movies and all this entertainment that we have today, the circus would come to town. And that was the biggest attraction of the year. And they would parade right down College Avenue past the flat where Houdini's family lived. And from seeing those parades come through and watching those performances here in Appleton, he fell in love with show business and he wanted to become, a famous performer and have a piece of that excitement that he saw from the circus.
I bet that left a huge impression, you know, long before social media, long before screen time. That must have been a huge draw for him as he saw that.
Absolutely. It was the biggest event. The kids from the neighborhood got together and they put on their own version of a kid's circus. And Houdini claims that is the first time he ever performed in front of a live audience was here in Appleton as part of this kid's circus. He supposedly hung upside down and picked up needles with his eyelid during that performance.
Dan, you're hearing this. You helped plan this year's convention for the Society of American Magicians called Houdini 100 Years Later. What made you decide to hold this special centennial event in Appleton?
Well, this is the 97th annual convention of the Society of American Magicians. And back in the early 1900s, Harry Houdini was a member of our society, and he became the national president and was national president from 1917 to 1926 until his death on Halloween. And this is, of course, 100 years later, and where else to host the convention other than in Appleton, Wisconsin? So this is honoring the legend, honoring Harry Houdini. And that's why we're here.
The legend. How would you characterize Houdini's legacy in the magician community?
You know, he was a very well-respected magician of his time, and he was also he could perform illusions, sleight of hand, close-up type miracles. And then he actually was the person that thought of, you know, how about doing escapes and making that in a magical context, making that a big production. And so he really was the person, the forefather of doing escape magic. And his real strength was his marketing ability. Everything he did was a spectacle, and it brought out the media, it brought out the press, and even up to this day, magicians emulate Houdini in the sense that they create spectacle in their shows, just like Houdini did.
Has he influenced your own approach to performing magic?
Oh, well, absolutely. I've been doing magic for 40 plus years, and as a young magician, I wanted to do the straitjacket escape, and I did. And I used to do the tying the rope, 100-foot rope escape, and escaping from handcuffs. And I think every young magician does that, and they find their magic niche down the road. And so he did have an influence early on. And in fact, one of my first magic books was a book that Houdini wrote. And today, 40 plus years later, I still perform some effects that were influenced by Houdini.
Wow, what an impression that made. Dustin, Houdini spent roughly 9 years of his childhood in Wisconsin before moving to New York City with his family and starting his magic career. Why do you think Appleton continues to really claim Houdini as a native son and hometown hero?
Houdini has a special place here in Appleton, and they've always remembered that Houdini was a member of this community, but it really wasn't until the 1980s that he was kind of readopted as this long-lost son. So in the mid-80s, Appleton kind of got a Houdini fever, if you will, and Houdini Plaza, which is a park right in the heart of the city, was named after him. Houdini Elementary School. There were beers named after him in restaurants, and his movies were played. And that's when our organization, the History Museum, began collecting Houdini artifacts and memorabilia, archival materials, that sort of thing, and really promoting his life and his legacy and remembering his connection to the city.
We're talking about Harry Houdini, the famous magician who spent his childhood in Appleton, and we're joined by Dustin Mack, executive director of the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton, and Dan Rodriguez, co-executive director of the Society of American Magicians National Convention Committee. The Society is holding its annual convention in Appleton this week to honor Houdini's legacy 100 years after his death. Dan, what happens at a magician convention? Take us inside.
Well, it all starts the first night, and it's actually a night before event. And whoever our guest of honor is at each year's convention is kind of dedicated to that person and whatever type of magic that they were experts in, that'll be the highlight. Well, in this case, it's Harry Houdini. So we're actually doing a seance history event on the first evening of the convention's kickoff, and it'll be partially explaining how the seance began, and back when Houdini was passing away, he had this special code that he wanted to share with his wife if he could come beyond the grave. And there's a story behind all of that. It's very interesting. And every year a seance would be held. So the history of that seance will be talked about. And then on the second day of the convention, it's the Houdini Escape Show. And it's going to be actually held at Houdini Plaza. And there'll be a world record attempt. And there'll be also an upside-down straitjacket escape, just like Houdini used to do it, and that'll be presented, and there'll also be a Houdini's milk can escape that is one of his famous illusions as well. So those items are all about Houdini, but there are other parts of conventions too. There are magic shows. Magicians love to watch magic, and it gives them ideas to influence their own performance. And there's also going to be lectures and experts talking about history of magic and learning sleight of hand and misdirection and stage presence. And then the third part, which is probably the favorite of most magicians, and that's the exhibit hall. And we'll have a couple dozen magic distributors. These are the folks that sell magic tricks. And they, the inventors of magic tricks will be there, and they'll be demonstrating their latest and greatest magic props and techniques. And all of that is all behind the scenes at a magic convention.
Okay, so zooming in on this world record attempt, paint us a picture here of hundreds of magicians in a group performing Houdini's famous handcuff escape and the volunteers you need as well to help out in this moment. What will this be like?
Well, it is a challenge in itself. There'll be well over 300 magicians from around the world doing this challenge. And there'll be there's a chain that it wraps around their wrist. Each person will have the chain, it wraps around the wrist, and then a padlock will lock those that chain in place, just like Houdini did. And 300 people getting in the chains at the same time. And when the whistle blows, everyone escapes at the same time. So this is all done in the open. They're not undercover. Their hands aren't wrapped. So you got to watch close. You might see how they do the escape. And hopefully all 300 can do it. And this is a world record setting. It's never been accomplished before at this magnitude.
Dustin, this 100-year celebration of Houdini, it doesn't stop at the convention. What else is in the works to honor Houdini this year in Appleton?
Right. This is a big year for all things Houdini. So the History Museum is getting into the swing of it. We're excited to host the convention goers as part of our celebration. And we're doing a series of Houdini in Appleton walking tours. So we'll meet on the museum's front lawn and then we'll walk down College Avenue with our guides and point out kind of historic landmarks and, you know, memorable moments that occurred in Houdini's lifetime here in Appleton and share some of that history. And then Dan had mentioned the seance. And so later this fall, we'll do another walking tour that kind of recounts the, Houdini's foray with mediums and the seances that were held after his death and their connection to Appleton as well. We also have an extra kind of special display for Houdini going on right now that showcases more of his handcuffs and his lockpicks, the tools that he was using as part of his escapes. And then some kind of rare artifacts that are documenting Appleton's re-embracing of Houdini and what that's meant to the community.
And Dan, Houdini's milk can escape, and there are other famous tricks. What is your favorite Houdini trick?
Well, mine is I do a comedy version of an escape, and I have audience volunteers put handcuffs on me, and then they raise this curtain, and it's not just a regular escape. And Houdini would do this with his straitjacket. Well, I don't have a straitjacket, so I use my own suit jacket. And so I'll have my suit jacket on. They put the handcuffs on and they raise the curtain and they immediately drop it. And my jacket is now on me backwards, but I still have the handcuffs on. So they raise the curtain, drop it. And now the jacket is half off and half on. And that happens 3 or 4 times. And it's a hilarious comedy skit, although it was all inspired by Houdini. And that's the amazing thing that Houdini could do is create magic that becomes a spectacle. And that's the closing piece in my show.
Dustin, you know, Houdini called himself this self-liberator. He was disciplined. He kept innovating his magic tricks. Are there life lessons outside of magic that we can learn from Houdini's story?
There sure are. The one takeaway I always am amazed by with Houdini is that discipline and the practice that he put into this. I mean, he was very clear with the public that he did not have any kind of superpower or magical abilities. He practiced. I mean, he was constantly working at his craft. Either it was a deck of cards in his hands or manipulating locks, handcuffs, whatever it is. There's a really famous story where a friend goes to visit Houdini just on a regular afternoon, and they're sitting in the living room talking. And in that time, Houdini has slid his shoes off, used his toes to take the laces out of his shoes, and then his shoes are just untied there in the living room floor, and the friend was just having a regular conversation. But that's how he got to be so dexterous and capable of making these escapes is he was prepared for anything. And so that's something I think we can all take away is if we want to be experts in our field, you have to work at it. There's no shortcuts.
Well, Dan and Dustin, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting us be here and share some of the stories with you.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to Magic in Appleton this year.
That is Dustin Mack, Executive Director of the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton, and Dan Rodriguez, Co-Executive Director of the Society of American Magicians National Convention Committee. We've been talking about Houdini's Wisconsin roots and his lasting influence on the world of magic. Houdini, 100 years later, runs through Saturday in downtown Appleton.